And invite some of the men to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is our opportunity to remind ourselves, to remind one another, to reflect on the gospel, to treasure together the greatest thing, the greatest gift. That the God of the universe, God, the Word who spoke everything into existence by the word of His power, came down, visited us, entered into creation as a human baby. Remaining what He was, fully God, became what He had not been, man, in order that as a man He could die in my place, pay my price on the cross, give Himself up for me, so that I could enjoy relationship with Him forever. Bread represents His body broken. The juice represents His blood poured out for me, for my sins, to wash me clean, to make me new, to welcome me into His presence. This is communion. Communion is a relationship word. We get to commune with the God of the universe. I invite you, if you're a believer in Jesus, to take bread and juice and reflect on what He did for you. And I'd invite you, if you're not a believer yet, why not? Today's a great day. It's such a simple thing to recognize, I get it. I get what I deserve. I understand what I deserve. I'm a sinner, and I'm feeling the weight of my sin. And Jesus paid that price in full. If I simply receive that gift, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Simply cry out in your heart right now in posture of submission to the King and say, I know what I deserve. I don't want what I deserve. Would you cleanse me by the blood of Jesus? Would you make me new? Would you transform my heart to go after the right things, not the lesser things? I want to worship you. We'll serve you bread and juice. Hold that in your hand. Reflect on what He did for you. Once we've all been served, we'll take that together as a body of believers. Jesus, thank you. Give us an appreciation as we look at the cross of the weight of our sins before you. And the amazing abundance of your grace and kindness toward sinners who would humble themselves to believe, humble ourselves to receive a good gift we don't deserve. And in humility, just simply say thank you. Thank you for the gift, the cup of salvation that was purchased at such a high cost. We receive a gift from your hand and we say thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash sinners clean. Drink.